Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And, hey, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. I'm really excited this week and the next couple of days. I'm going to be honored to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in Addison, Illinois, on the 28th. And I want to congratulate my co-inductees, David Lyons in the world of fitness specialist, and Lance Dreher, who was a multifaceted bodybuilding champion. Posthumously, Dr. George Sheehan, the running heart doctor, and Lucille Roberts, the pioneer in women's equipment. So I'll let everybody know all about it. Man, it's a lot of hype. I'm very excited, and I really, really, truly am honored. Great doubleheader. Today, I've got my friend Paul Dagnino. He's the founder of iCor, the multifaceted CBD health and wellness group. He's also the founder of American Moda, which is a CBD consulting and supply company. And then we're going to have Neil Butterfield. He's the owner of Mineral Life Nutraceuticals, and they're leading specialists in the CBD purity and reliability analysis. Then, of course, it's the Sports Doctor's in answering some emails. So anyway, hey, Paul Dagnino, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Wild. Nice to hear from you, and congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame for sports medicine. We're really happy to hear that and very deserving of that, so we're very excited for you.
Thank you very much. You know, Paul, in all my years of background in sports medicine, there's always been tremendous interest in the medical marijuana and the marijuana side of various health aspects when it came to helping lots and lots of problems. In the CBD world, the cannabidiol ingredients and from hemp has just exploded on the scene in hallucinogenic or non-getting high positive aspects. So talk a little bit. I know you've been very, very involved in the farming and the developing. So tell us about what you're doing and your excitement with CBD oil.
Well, very cool. Yeah, like you, we've been seeing a very large growth into this, an interest into the CBD world. What you were mentioning before is that they've essentially come up with ways to pull out or extract the THC, which is obviously the psychoactive part of the marijuana or cannabis plant. And they found essentially that these plants, the hemp plant and the marijuana plants, have 105 or so different cannabinoids in the actual plants themselves. These are molecules that have different properties, and they found that can help with different things. Like many people, I was very skeptical very early on. Over the past few years, I've seen a lot of people talking about some of the proposed benefits that are coming from the marijuana space. And as it turns out, what they're finding out is that the actual CBD molecule within the plants themselves was kind of doing the heavy lifting when it comes to the
big
medicinal
time.
Side, exactly, of the...
You know, big time, Paul. When I go back decades with so many different great professional athletes, I always heard and talked about the positive effects of pot, even if they had to smoke it and they had to risk it, because maybe it could replace some of the opioids. We don't have to discuss what's going on. with the nightmare of pain pills and opioids, especially in the United States and in our society. So the ability to extract the non-get-high side, mm-hmm, and take advantage of these over 100 different ingredients, whether it's somebody's arthritis. Of course, in the world of sports medicine, it was relieving pain. It was, many instances, reducing anxiety and reducing even recovery time. And to this day, it's becoming a big and bigger deal, but it still has that side of it regarding, the hallucinogenic side. And
correct.
So are you involved in some of the farming? Tell us about.
I am. So CBD entered my radar a few years back. My son developed childhood epilepsy. And at the very beginning, I was doing as much information research as I could on that. And I came across some of the benefits of the CBD side of helping stop seizures. You mentioned anti-inflammation. It's anti-inflammatory as well, as they're finding out. And
yes.
I've also read some recent studies that suggest that inflammation is a potential cause for anxiety. So obviously, with some of its anti-inflammatory
properties,
it's pulling away from it.
One of the things that really, really put this whole world on the map was Sanjay Gupta, the famous journalist and neurosurgeon with CNN for years, who had three or four different specials involving what was called weeds and marijuana. And one of the biggest and most exciting things he saw personally was the positive result with young children with epilepsy and the seizures and, you know, those kinds of problems. And the fact that medicinally, again, there were so many different aspects that people were getting, very, very excited about. Of course, one of the biggest challenges, I'm going to talk with Neil Butterfield, the owner of Minimal Life Nutraceuticals, a little bit later, Paul, is the purity or the development.
That's correct.
Or, you know, now you said you're involved from growing it on up. What's your
That's
opinion?
Correct.
What's all your opinion on what people are buying today and how reliable it is as far as it's reliability and consistency?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, that really does, in an emerging space, market space like this, there's a lot of room and opportunity for some bad actors to do some damage to what's happening. And so you're seeing some fake stuff that's making its way to the market from overseas and otherwise. So a big part of what your next guest is going to talk about is third-party authentication of what you're purchasing. It's called COAs that come with everything, which is just a certificate of analysis. Now, that starts all the way down from the genetic side of seed breeding. So I'm involved on that side as well when we're helping farmers out.
That's
them,
a big side. Yeah, I think that's a big side. You know, everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back 10 years of shows and take a look at some of the international guests, the endless array of topics that we featured on The Sports Doctor. Listen to whatever you'd like, or you'd go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles, and you could read about an endless topic, whether your son or daughter is specializing in sports, the whole world of concussions, which we talk so much about on the Sports Doctor. One of my most notorious articles, which is called Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And, you know, we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. And I get a lot of guests from Twitter. I really have over the years. At Sports Doc, you know, DOC Radio, talking to Paul Dagnino, American Moda, I-Corp, the world of CBD. Yeah, you mentioned something very interesting, of course, like you said, you're involved on the whole end of the, the growing and what goes into this whole world. Tell us about that.
Well, absolutely. So we work with a company called The Plug, who I'm an investor and an advisor on. And what they do and what we do together is identifying and bringing partners on for genetics of seed breeders to help the farmers purchase the best possible seed genetics that are out there that are going to produce the plants that have the highest amounts of CBD and the lowest amounts of THC that are in them. Once those plants are harvested, they go to a lab where extraction is done, and they pull out and they isolate the molecule of CBD into what's called isolate. And then from there, we are on the supply side to provide retail manufacturers of products with CBD in it with that isolate. And we also do remediate and take out the THC and have what's called broad spectrum, which has a plethora up to 80% to 90% CBD in there. But it also includes the other cannabinoids that are finding a lot of benefit with CBN, particularly in CBG. Both of those have helping with sleep to help get off some of these athletes off of the sleep aids, the Ambien. I know a lot of players in hockey and otherwise go to bed pretty amped after their games and have a hard time sleeping. So we're trying to get all those players off of the addictive and habit-forming sleep
now,
aids.
Now, the sports, and Dr. Paul, what's the best website people could find out about you and what you do?
You can always go to AmericanModa.com. From there, you can see that we have a consulting business where we consult with different groups, including farmers, all the way down to anybody looking to enter the space. We'll get further information on the CBD and what it's all about.
Yes, again, the ability to be able to talk about some of the initiation. Now, of course, on the sports doctor, I've been screaming about TV advertising of drugs in the United States for decades, and the fact that we are such a drug-oriented society. And suffice to say that the world of big pharma, as they're starting really to see the positive aspects of medical marijuana for years already in so many different states, and the ability, again, to maybe have, you walk into a pharmacy and there's five rows of painkillers on the shelves, a huge, huge business, and the idea of a natural substance that can be helpful and has been helpful, I think, you really can go back hundreds and hundreds of years regarding some of these different plant-oriented, I won't say concoctions.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that they discovered not so long ago is that the human body actually has cannabinoid receptors, an endocannabinoid system within it, which essentially is a system within the body that has receptors, which actually is set up to take in the CBD. So once that happened, I think it really opened up the doors for further research into it to find out what it is that we were missing this entire time for our bodies. And turns out that the CBD is one of these natural things that have been growing in years.
Yeah,
that's
an interesting sell when you start talking about the education, the fact that something like this might actually, be good for you. These natural anti-inflammatories. The sports doctor has dealt with for decades, Paul, holistic medicine, the marriage of Eastern and Western medicine and sports medicine. I've been talking about acupuncture for decades, soft tissue therapy, the mental game. It's all a big part of what we feature in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're talking about the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports. That's not news to anybody. And this, I have one of the chapters in there about youth sports and drugs. The reliance on over-the-counter pain medicine, it's a very, very, very big area. So the it seems CBD now, again, a friend of ours, Denise Provenzano, the famous Zano salons, she said the cosmetic world was very excited about CBD, that soon we were going to see, in skin health and other kinds of products. What other kind of industries do you see CBD being involved in, Paul?
Well, you're seeing right now some of the big pharmacies that are really kind of dipping their toe into this market, in the cosmetology, or I should say the cosmeceutical market, which is for skincare and things of that nature. So right now you're seeing CVS and Walgreens making a play to start carrying CBD products. And they're starting on the cosmeceutical side, which is essentially for skin balms, face creams, things of that nature. And then from there, I believe that once further research is done and more and more accepting in the country of the CBD thing that's happening right now across the world, you're going to start seeing some other things going in there, which would be tinctures is one of the things you're going to hear a lot about. Essentially, that's like a water dropper. You can just dip it, put it underneath your tongue, and you hold it for 30 to 60 seconds.
Yeah, so you see,
and that's a way to
I think I saw Phil Mickelson. I think I saw Phil Mickelson taking a couple of shots. He was in one of the...
I think Tiger was, too. Tiger was chewing that gum.
Him and Tiger Woods getting very, very, very involved. In the area, because they found it maybe personally, again, helpful in recovery and helpful in, you know, pain reduction. So the reliability, Paul, of whatever the products are in, we're going to have one of your associates, I think, on next month, Colin, is it Longsworth?
Yeah, Colin Longworth. So Colin is involved on the athletic side. He has a company that he's a part of called BioPulse, and they actually create and anodize CBD CBD particles that go into several different products. And those are actually shrunk it down for immediate absorption into the body. BioPulse is the name of that company. They've got some interesting waters and small like drinks, different kinds of products like that for people. So what you can do by going on that is you make sure that you're just buying from the accredited and the correct places.
Well,
so
that's the key.
A lot of times
you mentioned that a little bit. Talk a little bit more about what you've made such a big deal out of to me, which was wherever it was in the chain of events, from growing on to actually the production, the idea of the purity and having some of these laboratory analysis, making sure that people can count on are there various concentrations, by the way? I'm sure there are with all of these different
there
products.
Are. So it all comes in the amount of milligrams or milliliters that you're taking in. For instance, you're seeing a lot of people selling what they're calling hemp oil on Amazon. You cannot purchase CBD on Amazon right now. So unfortunately, for any people that are out there that think they're buying CBD off Amazon, you're not. You're buying an oil
it's gonna
extract
be
from hemp.
Yeah, it's going to be a multifaceted challenge, Paul, which is, you know, we're glad to help you. The multifaceted challenge is in the number one, absolutely, on the purity side and the reliability side, concentration side. And the other challenge really is going to be on the education side so that people can learn about, you know, what this is all about as it starts really, really, really getting, you know, very, very active. You know, a lot of people in general saying, again, the non-hallucinogenic or the non-getting high positive
aspect. Yes.
Right?
Yes, the non-psychoactive part, meaning that there's no THC in any of these products. That has actually come out, you take it out by science through different sorts
Paul,
of
give me the
extraction.
Fabulous. Time flew by. Paul, give me the website again. To find
it's
out
American
about what you're doing with American Moda?
Yeah, absolutely. It's American and then Moda, MODA.com. You can go on there. And again, we do a lot of consulting and we're helping farmers with seed genetics. And then from there, we create the biomass, which is the actual finished
great
product, which is cut and then bring
it
into the lab.
Okay, Paul, hold on. Thanks so much. And we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome Neil Butterfield to the show. Neil is the owner and founder of Mineral Life Nutraceuticals in Colorado, and he is also involved in that whole CBD world and the world of purity and consistency. So we want to talk about that, absolutely. But Neil Butterfield, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Neil was born in Johannesburg, South Africa. Neil was in the world of personal training. He was in the world of amateur bodybuilding. And one of the greats in bodybuilding is being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame with me Sunday, Lance Dreher, and his 23-inch arms, Neil.
That is crazy.
But Neil has a tremendous background in the world, again, of nutrition and the idea of supplements. And again, give us a little bit of background, Neil, on you and Mineral Life.
Sure. I mean, other than what you already said, pretty much my entire life has been, my entire adult life has been involved in some sort of nutritional product background, either on the retail side or the manufacturing side. I've actually been manufacturing, though, vitamins and minerals, particularly minerals and liquid minerals, since 2009 here in the United States. I had the opportunity to move to the United States. I grabbed it. This was, again, from Johannesburg, South Africa. Was fortunate enough to align with some companies over here and people that owned companies over here that were in the manufacturing space. And that gave me the opportunity to learn all about manufacturing products under and according to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA's guidelines.
It's a big deal. And, you know,
it's a
big
deal.
The idea, whether someone's talking vitamins, whether they're talking supplements, your head could spin. And the idea that these products are not FDA or drug-oriented consistency. Of course, you bring up a very big point. Many times in the world of nutrition, we don't pay enough attention to, bingo, minerals.
Absolutely.
Right.
Minerals are the building block of health, is what I like to call them. They are the foundation upon which all the other nutrients really work. Without minerals in the correct balance, your body is just never going to function correctly. It's kind of like they operate as your chemistry set. They switch on and off a lot of functions in your body, and they also activate vitamins, many vitamins at least, into a usable form for your body.
Now, of course, we talk a lot, Neil, on the Sports Doctor about holistic living. We talk a lot about high performance. We talk a lot about injury prevention. We talk a lot about the new quote unquote medicine, which is number one, keep moving, do some exercise, and number two, eat smarter. And with all of the different awareness, again on the nutritional side, I find, again, that I don't see much attention, really, to the mineral side, like you're mentioning how important that is. And you just don't, when we come to the 10,000 ads a day on TV or whatever, and you don't sometimes see, I think it's a good educational challenge for you guys.
I believe it is. I've been involved in this for a long time, and I think on a daily basis I meet people that know all about vitamins, but they don't even know what a mineral is. And in fact, it's so bad that when people ask me, what do you do for, what kind of products do you make? We actually start off with saying we make vitamins, because if we say we make minerals, nobody actually knows what that means. And
that's like saying
scary.
You're a psychologist. Yeah, so it was, my friends in sports psychology over the years used to say, we can't use the word psychology. I'm a performance enhancement consultant. Because as soon as I mention sports psychology, they scared away. You, let alone you say minerals. They look at you, in one regard or another. The importance of, fitting this in into an active lifestyle, and the idea of the whole supplement world, which is, it's huge. It's huge in youth sports. It's used in the geriatric world, et cetera. So the idea, again, of paying big attention to minerals, and I understand, Neil, that, again, you guys have become, included CBD in your world, but you've decided to make a very big deal out of a concern you've had, again, with the consistency or the clarity. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely, and it all began because a lot of my own customers started asking us for CBD-based products. I wasn't really intending on getting involved in that space at all, mainly because my education is not in that area. I've been spending a lot of my time around the mineral world. But the more and more people asked, I started investigating, and I physically visited many, many places and many suppliers here in Colorado to try and source a good partnership with somebody, to try and find somebody that I could partner with that I was comfortable with.
That's why I had you on the same show with my friend Paul, in that particular world in one regard or another. And the idea, again, of the health and wellness area, but the idea of, being very concerned as the it seems to be everywhere. Paul mentioned to me, I was shocked. He said, what people might buy on Amazon or whatever don't even have CBD. So it's an educational challenge. How do you see, again, it seems, again, the I've seen it for decades and decades, the fact that the non-get-high side of the medical marijuana world was very, very helpful in so many different areas. The challenge was whether they were able to make it, properly without the other side.
Well, and that was kind of what I was finding when I was looking out there and trying to find a supplier. I found out that a lot of these folks, although many of them had good intentions and were really trying to put out a good product, they really didn't have a clue what they were doing. They had no idea once I started questioning them with regards to their procedures and their processes and their controls that they may have in place. Many of them didn't have anything, and it was evident to me as soon as I walked in the door, and I could just see that they had no good manufacturing practice.
It's a great marriage is you lending the tremendous expertise of the whole supplement world, like you said, all different aspects, and be able to take that kind of expertise and add it, into another area. What's the best website, Neil, that people could find out about your company?
Probably the best and direct line to our company is My Mineral Life, and that is MY and then the word Mineral Life. Mineral Life is one word, one L. Mineral and Life, just one L in there just to throw that curveball at people, but it's mymineralife.com. Now, that'll get you through to our consumer-facing side of our website.
Yes, but it's impressive. I found it an impressive site. Now, how do you, it's interesting, the word nutraceuticals, I've heard it for forever, yet it's still a semi-secret, it seems, you know, as far as a category. How do you define nutraceuticals?
I define that as a nutrient that has specific medicinal benefit. So as opposed to just a nutrient that your body uses to function and run on, a nutraceutical has a much more focused a much more focused intention behind the product, where it's really going to be used in a way that enhances a person's medicinal benefit. It has much more medicinal benefit to the person.
Now, when you use the word medicinal, sometimes you open up a whole other Pandora's box, you know,
you
in that particular area. But again, in the world of sports medicine, in the world of even recreational activity, the idea of being able to prevent problems, reduce inflammation, again, I screamed for decades about the constant barrage of TV advertising of painkillers and medicines and over-the-counter. This is what we're indoctrinated into. Ironically, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows it. When I have guests on from England, you know, the sports doctor is broadcast the following week on the great UK health radio network. I talk to athletes from around other countries. They think we're out of our mind with this constant barrage. So the ability to include, you know, again, whether it's the best athlete in the country or whether we're talking about active teenagers, the idea of paying attention, right, to the nutraceuticals and the minerals, I mean, what ages? Probably early adolescence, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely absolutely true what you're saying. So you got to be paying attention to all of these details, for sure.
Well, you come from that world. You know, whether you were a bodybuilder, the my presenter at the Hall of Fame induction, the Bob Guida, was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe, a Triple Crown winner, and he used to help train so many different, so we were very familiar. He was a posing champion. So this is the world you've been around, you know, regarding, again, optimum performance or, Neil, enhanced recovery. You know, this is such a big deal. We were always so interested in these areas. Nutritional, again, is such a big deal. But I'm learning again that we have to pay more attention to the value and the contribution of minerals.
We absolutely do. You know, minerals are vital in all body functions. Just one mineral, magnesium, for example, has over 300 functions in the body. So you can imagine, even on a sports field, even when a person is really fit and is well-trained, if they are deficient in any one of these minerals, magnesium in particular, you're going to have 300 processes in your body that are not working efficiently and effectively. So, you know, it's a crazy thing. What we also see a lot of times is people hydrate themselves with purified bottled water. That's great. It's pure water, but it's not replacing the body's minerals. And I've seen time and time again, even on the sports field, people will dish out, or coaches will dish out, salt tablets. Well, what they're forgetting is there's a whole host of other minerals that your body needs, not just sodium in that moment.
People went after them all those years. We're going to talk more about that, the whole world of sports drinks, and some of that, maybe get some more feedback. Also get some more feedback on how you see uses of CBD. We're talking to Neil Butterfield, owner, founder of Mineral Life Nutraceuticals. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're talking with Neil Butterfield. He's the owner and founder of Mineral Life Nutraceuticals, Colorado, and we were talking about their company's big interest in the whole world of CBD and their concern about everything about it, reliability. So I wanted to pick up again, Neil, a little bit more information on the value that you saw, including it in your excellent line of products, and your concern regarding what you mentioned initially, you know, whether or not we could depend on all aspects of, you know, what is non-regulated.
Yeah, you know, pretty much the CBD industry right now from a manufacturing standpoint is self-regulated. And a lot of the manufacturers out there, although they have good intention, have no idea what they're doing, and they're not actually regulating themselves very, very carefully. There's a lot of different standards out there. Let's just say that from manufacturer to manufacturer. A lot of them are claiming that they're doing a great job. But again, there's no unified system that they're building these products under. And that's where I saw an opportunity to help the marketplace and to help the consumer. Again, I wasn't particularly interested in getting into CBD as a product line, only that I began to realize that this is a real thing. It's not going away. There's no way we're going to put the toothpaste back in the tube right now. It's gone too far, and people are using it. And I started digging a little bit, and I could see that there is definite benefits to this.
Now we're talking oil, right?
Correct.
You're talking about oil droppers and these kinds of products. So the what are the array of uses that you see by the time? And I would assume what you manufacture then is going to be one of the Cadillacs or the state-of-the-art of the industry, or you wouldn't be selling it, true?
I would say so, and at least from the perspective that what we are selling, we're absolutely confirming is actually in the bottle, right? So we're doing all the tests. It's manufactured and put together under good manufacturing practice standards, which is a standard set by the FDA for dietary supplements. We just follow that same protocol. It's pretty
right. And the directions? The directions.
What do you mean the directions, Doc?
For example, in other words, when somebody buys a bottle and they say, well, just, you know, how much of the oil is someone taking, like a couple of droppers a day,
sort of?
Okay.
Yeah, even that's been, there's been a lot of misinformation out there and people are labeling products differently. So we do follow the dietary supplement guidelines, which makes it very simple to parallel the usage of CBD with what people are already familiar with, like in vitamin C. So everything's listed and put on the bottle in a way that is familiar to people. We're also testing for sure, so we know exactly what's in that bottle from a CBD dosage amount, so we're able to confirm that. But we're also looking for things like pesticides, residual solvents from the manufacturing process. We're looking for anything, any adulteration that was in that product or could be in that product. We also run microbial testing. So we're making sure that we put out a product that is completely safe. It is exactly what you're anticipating and thinking it's going to be when you buy it. And then we're presenting it in, from a labeling standpoint, in a way that hopefully most people will be familiar with and can, could understand how much CBD they're getting per dosage.
Yeah, how expensive is the CBD oil, sort of like in general?
You know, the prices are varying right now. I think there's a lot of competition.
Somebody says, I want a month supply of being able to take a couple of drops a day under my tongue or whatever. And just ballpark, what does it cost somebody for a month supply?
The month supply is going to range from anywhere between $30 and $70 or $80, depending on the strain.
Really, not cheap.
It is not cheap. No, and again, that's one reason why you want to make sure whatever product you're buying it from a reputable company that is actually testing and understanding what's in their bottle. I can't tell you how many companies we've contacted and interacted with that actually have no idea what's in their product. Or they have a certificate of analysis from multiple batches a year ago. That's not representative of the bottle that's in their hand right now. And, you know, what we're doing is making sure or trying to apply some standard to the manufacturing of these products so that whoever we partner with from a supply standpoint, we're ensuring that by the time it gets into a bottle and to a consumer, that it is indeed what we think it is.
The challenge was there when you know, whether it's vitamins, whether it's minerals, the supplement industry, again, it's a very difficult problem. You mentioned briefly, hopefully we won't be out of time, you know, water and hydrating and the fact that maybe they're not getting minerals because a gigantic industry in the United States, of course, is sports drinks. And sports drinks, there's lots of warnings and whatever. Give us quickly your thoughts.
You know, so many sports drinks, and again, like you just said, they're so popular, but so many of them are just nothing more than sugar and a handful of minerals.
It's amazing.
It is. And they taste great, you know, but that doesn't really help the body. They may give you a false sense of energy based on the sugar content, so the athlete feels some sort of difference on the short term. But on the long term, from a rehydration standpoint, it's really not helping you at all. There isn't enough minerals in them. And the ratio of minerals are out, and in many, some of the best sports drinks that I've personally analyzed maybe have 5 minerals in them. And again, they're just a small amount. We're talking a total dissolved solids or a parts per million component of 35, 40 parts per million of minerals in there, which is very, very low. The rest is sugar, great flavors, but they're completely useless in my opinion.
Or, it's incredible. Still,
a lot of them have caffeine. You know, so you feel
that's one of the concerns.
Correct.
That's one of the big concerns in medicine and pediatrics, which is the idea of these kids who love it. And the fact that there definitely is, especially some of the real energy drinks, downright danger in their relationship. But again, I'm sure when you're talking a nutraceuticals company and you're talking about vitamins and you're talking about, again, whether it's CBD, there's going to be, I would hope, good cooperation, you know, from medicine, although probably still pretty reluctant in a lot of ways, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so, absolutely. Especially when seems to be a lot of resistance to CBD. Sure. Website is mymineralife.com, and that is M-Y, the word my, and then the word mineral life is one word, one L, mineralife.com, mymineralife.com.
Great. I want to thank you so much, Neil. Again, the owner and founder of Mineral Life for Nutraceuticals. And hold on quickly, Neil. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, back in action, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. And the Sports Doctor's in segment, where we're going to answer some emails and talk about some upcoming shows. One great guest after another. Next week, I'm going to have back Sally Sampson, the creator, editor of Chop Chop magazine, incredibly popular in every pediatrician's office. Families cooking together, the kids being involved, good health, good eating, great stuff. Excited she'll be back. Another dynamite lady, Kathy Feinstein. I was just on her show, Parenting Peak Performers, her podcast. So we're going to trade radio shows. Excited to have her the following week. Tim Dreyer, Tim, patient of mine. Tim has been a referee in high school and college basketball for decades. Man, he's got some great stories, some great insight on how we're doing, you know, with youth sports. And my friend Ian Goldberg, Ian contributed to our book, hashtag A Sports Parents. Ian, of course, is the creator, CEO of the fabulous iSport360 app, the real communication with coaches and parents. Great stuff coming up. Next few weeks. Where are we? Pat says, you know, I'm a 45-year-old runner. I have bunions and I have some hammer toes, but they don't seem to give me too much trouble. Pat, the bunion type deformity, the enlarged first toe joint, the deviation of the big toe towards the other toes, many times is an inherited characteristic. Wouldn't you be surprised if we saw your mom or grandma or your daughter with the same tendency, foot type related, bunching of the toes a la hammer toes. Make sure you're in a shoe, running shoe that's got plenty of room. You want a deep, round toe box. New Balance is great for that, so that you have plenty of room. You also want to make sure, Pat, that you see podiatry. I've had great success with orthotics in trying to slow down what you have, which is progressive. The both hammer toes as well as the bunions are gradual progressive situations, and sometimes we feel we can really slow it down with the proper orthotic. Phyllis says, my son loves hockey. He's 14 years old. He plays three times a week. His knees have been a problem probably the last 2.5 seasons. You know, Phyllis, half the skaters I see, quite a bit of hockey, but a heck of a lot more figure skating, as a sports podiatrist, have knee problems. So the great news is proper orthotics could really make a difference in persistent knee trouble and skating. You really want to focus on that, especially since you said that it's been a few seasons. And the big news for your son is that orthotics done properly will enhance every aspect of his skating. Edging, balance, stability, speed. That's been my experience over the decades. It's the same orthotics we were putting in that young figure skaters or hockey players skates because of his knee trouble were the same orthotics that seemed to make a difference in all aspects of performance. That's the real exciting part. So It is not rarely the boots. You want to, of course, make sure he's in well-fitting skates and boots. But in most instances, knee problems of foot mechanics, a lot of times pronated or flat feet related. Pay attention. Janine, listen, same topic. Says my 15-year-old daughter is a serious tennis player. She's been diagnosed the past couple of years with Osgood-Schlatter. Osgood-Schlatter is the growing too fast, bones grow faster than the tendons, and the pulling and irritation of the kneecap tendon where it attaches to the shin bone. The tendon that attaches to the shin bone is pulled, it's tractioned, it's irritated. It's, of course, aggravated by running, pounding, think tennis, and the becomes a problem that can be resistant to treatment, anti-inflammatories, intelligent rest, sometimes, again, physical therapy, ultrasound can be very helpful. I've had great success, Janine, adding orthotics. For the same reasons I was just telling Phyllis the email before you, especially in females, which we also add, the knee problems, whatever it is. Again, Osgood-Schlatter, the growth pulls on this attachment, and then the mechanics, the inward rotation of the lower leg around the knee, foot-related, is a big deal. So the real good news is orthotics can really, really, really help. But you have to respect some of the backing off. It's hard to play through. There are different kinds of straps that are used, almost like a circular strap that goes right over that tendon to try to relax some of the pulling. So get good physical therapy feedback. Get good podiatry feedback to really, really make a difference. You know, Mary mentions, how's the United States doing in childhood obesity? You know, Mary, not good. 2 weeks ago, I had on Ann Marchetti, the chief consultant for the terrific DuPage group in my neck of the woods in Illinois, which has been around 10 years on their full aspect focus on trying to fight childhood obesity and educate childhood obesity in all aspects, activities, nutrition. And the reality is 10 years later, not too much help. It's a big, big challenge. I've been talking about it 20 years. Rick Osborne, the development of the developer of Pull Your Own Weight, pullyourownweight.org, is, again, this fascinating, very, very inexpensive way to virtually immunize your child against childhood obesity. The ability to do an unassisted pull-up, big, big challenge. So the idea of, again, eating better, this is a big problem in the United States. Feature article in my Lower Extremity Review, where I was one of their guest editorials, 4 or 5 months ago, about the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, front on the magazine, the tremendous challenge of adolescent childhood diabetes. And we didn't even have a name for it 2 years ago. We called it adult onset type 2 diabetes. We didn't see children. Now we're flooded with children. It's lifestyle. It's nutrition. Again, it's cutting back on physical activity. I wrote an article in 2008. It was called Let's Get Them Walking. You can see it on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go back to newspaper articles, bingo, this was the one in the Trib, Let's Get Them Walking, the idea of having the schools. And if we don't have the schools as the main focus of attention to diabetes, to the childhood obesity, we'll never solve it. We're not going to solve it by having a walk to school day and some of these different activities. We need it in every day, in every child's curriculum in order to be able to fight this, because it will break us. obesity will break the United States. We can't afford it. We can't afford young children who already are developing diabetes. Right now, diabetes is a scourge, a nightmare, adult-wise, with wounds and amputations. We're fighting it very, very hard. Podiatry has been in the middle of wound care. So, Mary, you know, how is the United States doing? You know, we're maybe treading water. We really, you know, back with Michelle Obama, who did such a fantastic job of paying attention to it. So we got to keep fighting. We got to keep fighting. I want to thank everybody. Hey, thank Paul Dagnino. Thank Neil Butterfield. And we will catch everybody next week. I'll let you know how the induction went, everybody. I'm excited. It's a sports doctor. Thanks.